You're listening to SBS News.
When Sydney Sheikh Shadi Al Sulaiman shared a video on Facebook of him getting vaccinated against COVID-19, the Muslim cleric was faced with a barrage of abuse. Baseless allegations he was being paid, forced into it, or acting against his faith were just some of the comments left by a section of his online followers. Others responded by saying it was an experimental jab and it's all a hoax. Despite the abuse, the cleric says he had no regrets and it only spurred him onwards.
I know there's a lot of misinformation out there and a lot of people are concerned about the vaccination, but at the end of the day, this is an area that you need to go and ask the specialists in this area. So I'm going to be very frank and blunt. I'm not going to take the words of those who are not specialists in this area. I'm not going to go and take the words of the commoners in this area. I'm just going to go to the specialists. I'm going to go to the experts in this area who made it very clear that it's safe.
And he isn't the only one. Sydney Imam Ibrahim Daroon also faced a backlash, albeit from a smaller group, when he posted a picture of himself getting vaccinated online. Mr. Daroon was encouraged to get vaccinated as his wife Wahiba, a registered midwife, has seen firsthand the effects that COVID-19 can have on pregnant women. He said the comments came from ignorance.
The people who were quite negative towards me taking the vaccine were, well, I mean, clearly they had an agenda and they wanted to push the agenda of anti-vaccines. And I mean, for some people, it's just sheer ignorance. They have no idea that they have been vaccinated themselves when they were younger in this country and they've taken, you know, the chickenpox vaccine. So a lot of it just comes to absolute ignorance. They don't really actually know what they're talking about. For me, I just shrug it off, move on, because I know that I did the right thing.
Sydney's Muslim community leaders aren't the only ones concerned about misinformation fueling vaccine hesitancy. Like other groups, the Pacifica community has not been immune to dangerous COVID-19 myths circulating on social media and messaging apps, including from influencers. Georgie Ravullo, a professor of social work and policy studies at Sydney University, said the trend was concerning.
I believe it is a major issue. I think part of it is to do with people not really understanding how severe COVID-19 is, how safe the vaccines are, and how their spiritual life can complement the way in which we receive treatment.
Mr. Ravullo said there was an assumption among some in the community that faith would be able to protect or heal them from COVID-19. Alimoni Tomoipio, who was born in Tonga but now lives in Sydney, has been a Uniting Church minister for 22 years. He says he was alarmed by how widespread the anti-vaccination stance appeared to be.
That is a huge concern because in our communities I learned that there have been a lot of families who have been sick in the virus, and some of them have been in critical stage.
He's also concerned about conspiracy theories that use faith to contradict government health messaging.
As people say that they rather just believe and pray and God in God's miracle will save them or safeguard them. Others say that Jesus' blood only is their vaccine. I do need to encourage them that they are their brothers and sisters' keeper. They are responsible to keep each other safe.
Western Sydney Labour MP Jason Clare has also sounded the alarm about misinformation circulating in his electorate.
People are getting rubbish on their phones from WhatsApp groups telling them that the virus has a chip in it, or that it's an experimental drug, or that you could die if you take it. People are getting the same sort of rubbish messages on WeChat. This is a battle online and in cyberspace as much as it is in getting that message out to people on our radio stations.
Fairfield City Councillor Di Lei notes that COVID-19 misinformation is not an issue solely affecting minority groups, but the community at large. She also says there's a lack of coherent official information being provided to those who speak a language other than English.
The lack of information towards our whole the public as well, and also the multicultural community, has obviously added to people going onto social media, finding their own source of information, and listening from to friends, and accessing information from the wider internet network. So absolutely that has contributed to the information or the misinformation that's being disseminated across the community, and not just particularly migrant community. That said, I believe that obviously within the migrant community, there is more fears. You know, when they listen, they hear, they get information from group chats on social media. They trust that information, or they trust their friends, and therefore that has an impact on their decisions.
A small survey of around 199 people from culturally diverse communities in metropolitan Sydney and two regional New South Wales locations conducted before the Sydney outbreak found there were misconceptions among some about the vaccine. The New South Wales Council of Social Services survey revealed concerns that the vaccine will make you sick or change your DNA, that vaccine is a form of government control, as well as fears about the perceived lack of proper testing of the vaccine prior to rollout. Some communities are managing to combat misinformation with facts and grassroots campaigns. Almost every day, members of the Pacific Islander community post a video of themselves on Facebook from their homes or from their backyards to share with family and friends about the importance of getting vaccinated, as well as following COVID-19 health orders. The videos have been noticed by New South Wales Health, which is now in talks with the Pacific groups to further assist in broadening the campaign. The Lebanese Muslim Association regularly conducts live Q&A sessions online featuring doctors and health professionals to debunk myths circulating in the community. It also features video logs of community members filming their vaccine journey and hosts pop-up vaccination clinics around Western Sydney. Organisers say on Saturday, August the 7th, there were queues stretching to the end of the street at a pop-up clinic outside Lakemba Mosque. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.